In the book of Matthew, which is the first book in the New Testament, after preaching the Sermon on the Mount, we read that Jesus said, and I've got the verse from the Bible, from the book of Matthew. This is what Jesus said. He said, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise." Wise. It's a smart thing to do, to follow the teaching of Jesus Christ. "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone," this is Jesus continuing, he says, "but anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish." They're idiots. They're stupid. Just want to emphasize that. "Anyone who hears my teaching and follows, doesn't obey it, is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse." It will. It's not might. It will collapse with a mighty crash. So Jesus used an image of two people who constructed similar houses. These people probably used similar materials. They might have even used the same tradesmen, similar tradesmen. And possibly both people were happy with the construction of their homes. It's lovely to have a new home. But then sometime later, a ferocious storm hit both of these houses. It rains on the just and the unjust. And one of those houses collapsed under the unrelenting pressure of the wind and the rain. And that house was utterly destroyed. However, the other house experienced the same wind and the same torrential rain, but that house did not collapse. It stood firm. Similar houses, similar materials, similar tradesmen, similar storm. The only real difference is that one house had a firm foundation while the other house had a weak foundation. One house had its foundation built into the bedrock, and that house could not be moved. It was strong because of its foundation. However, the other house had a foundation of sand, and that house collapsed and was utterly destroyed. So on my table on my right, your left, this is a prop. This represents the bedrock. It's amazing how little this rock is, but it's so heavy. Catch. No, it's right. But this represents bedrock on which to build your house. And so the wise man built his house upon the rock. Like that. That's really getting heavy. So this represents the bedrock. Build your house on the rock and it will stand firm. Hopefully that'll stay there. On this side, I've just got some sand. And so the wise man built his house upon the rock. Who remembers that song? The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the
rains came down.
The rains came down and the
The rains came down.
The rain came down and the floods came up and the house upon the rock stood firm. But not for this idiot who built his house on the sand. That's sand. Years ago, Rochelle and I were in Pensacola in the US. We visited a church that was in revival. It was wonderful. But then we visited their beaches. And I was just shocked at how foolish people could be. along the beaches there in Pensacola. They had these three-story wooden homes, beautiful homes, built on sand. And then a bit later when we came home, we heard about a typhoon that came to that part of the world, and immediately we knew not one of those houses would have survived at all. Foolish to build your house upon the sand. Storm came to those houses, but it was a foundation that made all of the difference. Yes. The foundation of a house, this, at least this is my understanding, is actually the most important part of the house. If the foundation is weak and if it's damaged, then the house, the rest of the house is at risk. Like a house, every person in the world has a foundation upon which they're building their lives. You do. Everyone has, even if you're not aware of it, everyone has an internal set of values and beliefs. Many of them, you've grown up with them. And you've got an internal set of values and beliefs. Everyone has. Everyone has a worldview that we build our lives upon. And these beliefs and values that you have, your worldview, it kind of stays in the background. You're often not aware of it. It stays in the background of your life, and it affects your choices that you make. It affects your behaviors. Yes. Affects your relationships. Therefore, if a person builds a house or builds a life on a weak foundation of flawed beliefs and flawed values, then they're going to make poor choices, and they will believe myths like evolution. And they'll believe untruths. That if I cut certain parts of my body off, for example, I then can change my gender. It's an untruth. It's delusional. But if you've got flawed thinking, that's what you're going to believe. And that then leads to destruction when the storms of life come their way. If your beliefs and values about life and people and yourself and God are wrong, then you're going to be in trouble when things no longer go your way. However, if a person diligently and intentionally builds their life on a firm foundation of truth and noble values, then they will not only survive in times of difficulty and turmoil, but they will thrive in times of difficulty and turmoil. Jesus Christ said, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. Like a person who builds a house on solid rock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish. Like a person who builds a house on sand. The Bible also says this, and now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue, not just follow Jesus for a little while. You must continue to follow him. Don't backslide. You must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into Jesus and let your lives be built on him. So, Jesus Christ is the firm foundation upon which we can build our lives. But in order for Jesus to be our foundation, we must embrace him as our Lord and as our Savior. We must obey his teachings, and we follow and believe the Holy Scriptures of the Bible of God. Amen? Amen? Now, there are many, many different kinds of foundations upon which you can build your life. But Jesus Christ is the only firm foundation. All other foundations are just shifting sands. And these shifting sands will not sustain you in your time of need. all other foundations other than the firm foundation, all other foundations will stuff your life right up. Other religions, other philosophies, other ideas about life, all of this political correctness that we've been bombarded with, it may be appealing. It may be attractive. They may have some truth in what they say. They may bring pleasure. They may bring you success for a period of time. But without Jesus Christ, they are weak foundations that lack divine power and authority. And your life is just way too precious to be wasted upon the wrong foundation. Jesus Christ alone is the firm foundation. And no one can be compared to Jesus Christ. So what does a life look like when it's built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ? What does such a life look like? What difference does it make? What does it difference does it really make to build your life upon Jesus Christ? Well, it actually makes a huge difference in your life. For example, firstly, when Christ is your firm foundation, you know that you have eternal life. You know that you're going to go to heaven. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Amen. And because you have eternal life, you know there is more to life than this. Amen. The best is yet to come. One rapture and we're all out of here. Amen. Leaving our mortgages behind. Amen. And your credit card debts behind. You know, because you have eternal life, you know that the best is yet to come, of course, but also death does not hold for you the fear that it used to have. Come on. Amen. 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 Now, I don't know about you, but I am totally allergic to pain. I know, you know, everybody's allergic to pain. Let's not tell fibs about that. Nobody wants pain. But the death aspect, we know where we're going to go. We don't fear death because we have the gift of eternal life. Absolutely. Secondly, when Christ is your firm foundation, you know that during the storms and struggles of life, you know that God is still working for your good. Amen. See, when you're on a lousy shifting sand foundation, you're out on your own. Nobody's working for your good. But when you're built upon Christ Jesus, the same storms come, but God is still working for your good. Amen. Absolutely. God's got your back. Amen. Jesus promised to never leave you or abandon you. Wow, wow, wow. Thirdly, when Christ is your firm foundation, you get convicted by the Holy Spirit when you sin. This is such a good one, you know. You get convicted by the Holy Spirit. That's because through his commandments and teachings, remember those that we're obeying? Because through his commandments and teachings, Jesus makes your conscience come alive. You're born again. Once you were dead, but now I have a conscience. And it comes alive to the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit lets you know when you cross the line and do something stupid. And when that happens, that feeling that you get in your heart when you've done a sin, that feeling is called conviction of the Holy Spirit. And conviction of the Holy Spirit is such a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing when your conscience comes alive and when you learn to be able to tell right from wrong. There were some things you used to do before you became a Christian that you used to do and not worry about it. Then you became a Christian and you realize that's wrong. I shouldn't be doing that anymore. That's the Holy Spirit. And it's a wonderful thing when the Holy Spirit is helping you to live a cleaner life than you used to live before. And that is so wonderful because living a clean life is so important because we know that a person reaps what they sow. Amen. You see, this is really, really important. So living a clean life saves you from a lot of heartache in the future. Yes. And a clean life leads you towards divine treasure in the here and now. Thank God for the conviction of the Holy Spirit that comes through the teachings of the Word of God. Amen? Amen. Fourthly, when Jesus Christ is your firm foundation, it opens the door to His promises of favor and blessing that we discover in the Bible. Amen. One of those great blessings is that you are welcomed into the presence of God through prayer. We're going to pray this week. See, a lot of people don't understand this, but Jesus died on the cross so you can pray to God the Father. If Jesus Christ had never died on the cross, you would not be able to approach God in prayer. Jesus died so sinners can talk to God. And you can pray to God about every need that you have and every fear that you face. And God will hear you, your prayers, because of Jesus. And knowing that fills our hearts with reassurance, and it fills our hearts with joy and hope that our God hears us when we pray. Amen. Because we're built on the firm foundation. Therefore, because of these reasons and many others, it makes a huge difference when Jesus Christ is your firm foundation. Now, when a house is built, it usually is stuck with a foundation that it is built upon, usually, isn't it? That's my understanding. However, our lives are different to buildings in that respect. And that's because, unlike a building, we can change the foundation upon which we are building our lives. Hallelujah. Therefore, that means you can change from a weak foundation, and you today can begin to build your life afresh upon Jesus Christ instead. You can change your foundation today. Today, before you go home, you can change your foundation today. Today is a day of salvation, the Bible says. The Bible says this, that God does not wish for any person to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Doesn't want you to perish, He wants you to come to repentance. It means He wants you to change your foundation. So God calls you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You can change today. I'm telling you the truth. You might be thinking, well, you know, this is too hard to believe. I'm telling you the truth. It's from the Bible. There was a time when I was building my life on the wrong foundation. But today I'm building my life on the firm foundation, Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ can save me, He can save you. I urge you to trust in Jesus Christ and build your life upon Him starting today. Let Jesus clear away all those flawed values and all those false beliefs. Let Him clear it away. Those things that you've been clinging to all your life, because those things aren't working for you, and you know they're not working for you. Amen. Let go of it. Let God today. Let Him wash your sins away, because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. 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 Praise God. Let's just pause. I just want to carry on. Let's just pray. Just pray right now. Just pray. I was just wondering. I just want to give you an opportunity, because I want to carry on with this message. But you know, if you say, I really want to repent, I really want to change my foundation, would you say a prayer for me? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you can change today. You can have your sins washed. Maybe you've backslidden. Well, you could change back to the right foundation today. Can I pray for you? If that's you, if you want to build your life upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, you want to repent, turn to Jesus, I would like to pray for you right now. Just stay where you're seated, but just give me a wave of your hand. And this is just your opportunity right in the middle of this sermon. Just put it right up so I can see it. Amen. Amen. God bless you, darling. Anybody else? Thank you, by the way. Thank you. Anybody else? Just looking around. Looking around. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And God sees you. Hey, you're meant to be here today. Anybody else? Anybody else? Yeah, God bless you, young man. God bless. Thank you. I don't know who you are. I just met you earlier. But thank you. And that took a lot of courage for you to do that. But God sees that. He loves you so much. Loves you so much. Somebody else down the back. Yeah, I see you. God bless you. Thank you so much. I can see you. That was right in the middle. Was there somebody else on the left there? I'm not sure. Put your hand right up. Okay, we're going to pray right now. We're going to pray. Amen. Father, we just pray for these wonderful people who have come to church today. And You set it up that they were meant to be here. You did it. You brought them because you loved them so much. And Lord, you know all of the stuff that's going on in their life. You know, Lord, things aren't necessarily working out for them. You know, Lord, the fears that they have. You know, the wicked things that they've done. Father, we just pray for those who have raised their hands today that you'll forgive them. Wash their sins away. Lord, as they turn to you and look to Jesus today, Lord, we pray you'll wash away their sins and give them a new beginning. Could everybody just say this after me, especially those who just raise their hand? Just repeat this after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins.
I turn to you.
And I receive you as my Savior today.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Now, those of you who raise your hand when the service is finished, you know, we're finished praying for people in a few moments, please come and say hello to me. Come and shake my hand. I'm really a nice guy. Amen. And some friends will be with me and they might just want to pray with you further just for a moment. And we've just got some material we'd love to give you and that will help you to stay on the firm foundation.
Amen.
Now, when you do decide to build your life upon Jesus Christ, everybody, be on your guard so that you're not deceived or seduced to return back to the philosophies, opinions, ideologies, the culture, political correctness of this dark world. Stay alert because your life counts, your life matters. And don't be dismayed when the storms of life come your way because you're going to remain standing because you're on the rock. Amen. Don't trade your good, firm foundation that you have upon Jesus Christ for an old, weak foundation. Don't be tricked. Don't build your foundation again on a foundation that consists of the opinions of people in our society. So guard yourself against the tempter. Guard yourself against the deceiver. Don't fall for his lies that bounce around in your head. Just because you have a dumb idea in your head, you don't have to own it. You don't have to own it. I have some real dumb ideas in my head, you know, but I don't own it in Jesus' name. And most importantly, don't be tricked into thinking that you're so strong in the Lord and then that you then fail to guard yourself. Nobody's that strong in the Lord. You must always be on your guard. The Bible says, be sober and alert. Your enemy, the devil, like a roaring lion, is on the prowl, looking for someone to devour. Don't let that someone be you. Don't let him devour you. Now, there was a man in the Old Testament, the Bible, named Shammah. He was one of King David's elite soldiers. This is in the first part of the Bible, the Old Testament. And he lived about 1,000 years before the birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. And you read about Shammah in 2 Samuel. But this is what the Bible says about Shammah. I've got the verse on the screen. It says, next in command was Shammah, son of Agi, the Ararite. When the Philistines assembled at Lehi, where there happened to be an area of a field that was full of lentils, the Israelite army retreated before the Philistines. But Shammah made a stand in the middle of that area. He defended it and defeated the Philistines. The Lord gave them a great victory. This has a lot to do with what I'm talking about. This historic story has much to say to us today. Shammah represents you. You are Shammah. The Philistines, they're the bad guys. They represent the devil. They also represent this dark world with all of its ideologies, religions, opinions, and values. These spiritual Philistines are also against you today. That's why sometimes you have dumb ideas in your head. It comes from those spiritual Philistines. The Israelite army who ran away, they represent the Christians. And so the Philistines had once again invaded Israelite territory with the purpose of taking land away from the Israelites. The land represented the good promises and blessings of God. And the Philistines came for the land. They came to steal away the good things that the Lord had given his people. And it is the same today. The spiritual Philistines, remember the dark values of this world, the devil, the spiritual Philistines of this world want to move in on you. They're trying to do it all the time. They want to sabotage your right to the good promises and blessings of God. And these spiritual Philistines come to steal God's best from you, and they do it, listen, by attacking your confidence in your firm foundation. They want to come between you and Jesus. They want you to be distracted by the things of the world. They don't want you to have godly values. They don't want you trusting in Jesus. And they don't want you living a clean life. They want you to give up, and they want you to compromise on your devotion to Jesus. They want you to embrace a cheap counterfeit sandy foundation instead. But we all know in this room, because this room is packed with smart people today, amen? We all know that a storm is coming, and only those whose lives are built upon the true firm foundation will remain strong. Yes. So Shama and his colleagues saw the approaching Philistines, and all of Shama's mates, his Israelite mates, responded by running away instead of standing their ground. Maybe they were outnumbered and so they're afraid. But whatever the reason for them running, they just ran for their lives. But Shama did not run. Listen, listen, listen. Christians don't run. Our confidence is in the Lord our God. We stand for what is right. We stand for the good news of Jesus Christ, and we will not compromise. Amen. And it takes real guts to be a Christian. Amen. Who's got real guts today? Amen. Yeah. So by himself, Shama took his stand in the middle of that lentil patch, and he readied himself for battle. I can imagine that several of his mates urged him to run to safety with them because he was making them look bad. They may have said things like, Shama, are you crazy? Run with us. Why stand and defend a lentil patch? It's only someone's little farm. It's only a little bit of land. It does not matter if we concede a little bit of land to the enemy. Don't get carried away with your faith, Shama. I heard you were praying and fasting this week. What's going on with you? Play it safe, Shama, like we all do. You're taking this Christian stuff too literally and seriously. Be like the rest of us. Compromise like us. Run away and survive to fight another day. But Shama stood his ground. And Shama drew his sword, which represents the word of God. It represents the written word of God, and it represents the living word of God, Jesus Christ, who is our firm foundation. And Shama refused to concede any territory to the enemy, and we should do the same as him. He was not letting the enemy steal land from him that day. And Shama fought. He fought the Philistines. He fought for his God. He fought for his people. He fought for his family. That's what the prayer and fasting is about. Fighting for our families, aren't we? He fought for what was right. And he was prepared to die while fighting. But one thing was for sure, even if he died, he was not going to run. Shama fought like a madman while expecting that any moment a sword would surely run him through, pierce his side. But the Philistines started to fall before him. And then they started to panic. And they ran away from Shama in fear. At the end of the day, Shama was tired. Of course he was. He was exhausted. But what a mighty victory. Yes. And no ground was lost to the enemy that day. But the scriptures tell us why there was a victory. It was not the skill of Shama, and he was clearly outnumbered. He should have been overrun. But the Bible says the Lord gave them a great victory.
Amen. Yes, that's right.
Because you see, Shama did not stand alone. God stood with him in the middle of that lentil patch.
Yes.
And dear brother and sister, I know life is hard, but whenever a follower of Jesus stands their ground against the onslaught of the enemy and against wickedness, when a follower of Jesus stands for what is right, Almighty God always stands with them in their lentil patch. You might be in a lentil patch today fighting for something with your family or whatever, your health or whatever it is, but God is with you in the middle of your lentil patch today. That's why we could say, if God is for us, then who can stand against us? We're the ones that say, come on, go ahead, make my day. Amen, amen. And the Bible says this, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Therefore, I urge everybody in these dark days to be alert. Be on your guard for the tricks of the enemy. Be like Shammah. Stand your ground. Be courageous. Stand your ground on the firm foundation. Don't stop praying. Stand your ground. Stand on Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Don't compromise with the values and opinions and lifestyles of this fallen world. Be a soldier of the Lord and put the enemy to the sword with the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
So this week is our week. Come up if you like. This week is our week of prayer and fasting. We're going to be like Shammah. This is warfare week, everybody. This is warfare week. Here's another one. This is standing in our lentil patch week. This is standing in our lentil patch week. Amen. Warfare week. And through prayer, we're going to do some damage to the wicked one. It's also a week for checking on your foundation. I need to do that. Because nobody is so strong that they shouldn't, you can let your guard down. I can't let my guard down. I've got to check for compromise. And praying and fasting is a good time to do that. Lord, is my heart pure? Am I compromising? Just show me, Holy Spirit. Check to make sure that you're fully grounded upon the rock, Christ Jesus. So I encourage everybody this week to pray and fast. And we're going to join together this Wednesday. Amen. For prayer. Amen.